The following program does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show and Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here. Beautiful day. Beautiful day. Finally, we're having amazing weather here in Canada, where we're broadcasting from. And it's a good thing. I mean, we didn't have much of a typical winter this year, but we're not talking about that because today is just an awesome day, and we're just going to enjoy that. Thank you for joining us. As you know, what we do here is we try to raise you to a higher level of consciousness and let you rise up to a point where you can live your best life, your happy self, and be happy or in a good mood all the time. I like to tell people that I sing this particular song all the time, that I'm happy inside all the time, no matter what situation I'm facing. And typically what we try to do is always look at your glass as always being at least half full. Forget about the other part of that. You just have to see it positive, look at it positively, and make sure this is how you live your life. Welcome to the show. Today we have, and I haven't really gotten into the introduction yet, but I'm just going to throw it out there and says, a question I want to throw at everyone is just to ask you, do we need to have manners? Of course, right off the bat, you're going to say yes, because most people say you must absolutely have manners, you know, and then others will think about it and says, well, do you really need it? And how does it serve you? So the question is, do you need to have it? Also, I'm hearing a lot in the media today that if a woman was lost in the forest somewhere, she would rather encounter a bear than a man. And I mean, I can't relate to it. I don't understand it. But when I practice this with other people, they said, oh yeah, a female will say, absolutely, give me the bear any day because I know what I'm up against. And the internal fear that apparently is a part of everyday living or life, they will say, no, I want nothing to do with being lost out there somewhere and run into a man in the forest. They'd rather take the bear. So I thought I'd throw that out there. I don't fully understand it. So everybody, welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you for being here today. Again, we hope to raise you to a higher level of consciousness for you to live your happy life and your best self, knowing full well that it is an honor to be a human being, to come here and assume a body which you carry around for a few years, maybe, you know, 8 or 9, maybe decades of it, if you're lucky, and then you're ready to go home. The question is always, is the older person who's not experiencing life the way they used to, maybe 40, 50 years ago, and without pain and all the other things that comes with aging, do you think you'll ever reach that point of wanting to go home? And yes, you do have a home other than this one. You are only visiting here. Like, your vacation. Imagine being on the vacation for, you know, like I said, 9 or 10 decades. Amazing. However, there is a time where you return to your spiritual existence on the other side, where the body no longer serves you and you don't want it. When it gets to that age, you lay it down, it returns to the dust or the dirt from which it came. And lately, newer, now they're burning them. So imagine eventually goes to the river. Either way, you're being returned to the body's being returned to the earth, and you are going back to your place or your original spot, which is on the spiritual side without the body. When we say wake up, we want you to have your best spiritual existence while you're in the body. You wake up and become your best self, your happy self. Don't weigh yourself down with being afraid. Don't weigh yourself down with thinking that you're lesser or that you are greater. It is not possible. It's how much you're willing to manipulate or to take advantage of others might give you that feeling that you're better, but you cannot be. Simply because we've come from the same place by the same method, we will return to the same place by the same method, death or rebirth or getting rid of the body. So wake up and come to your full realization that this is a gift, an honor for you to have this life. I read an email today, I was going through my emails today, and one of them was saying they acknowledge the fact that we don't have a God and we're self-governed. Now, if we just could figure out how to win the lottery. And this was Kim. So I will say I laughed and I said LOL in the response, but I laugh simply because being human being, you have won the lottery. You're here. You have won the lottery. You have an amazing life. If you choose not to live it, if you choose not to experience all that you can, if you choose not to be the bigger part of you, which is huge, then it's not anybody else's fault except for yours. You did choose to be here. You did choose this position that you're in. You have won the lottery. You just need to realize that you have an opportunity to have the best life. You just have to know that when you showed up here, you came with all the instructions that you need to have the best life. You may have forgotten how to do that. If you meditate, it'll take you on the journey to learning who you are, and you should, everyone should know themselves, know thyself. It is your birthright. It is why you're here. So you don't blame anybody for where you stand, where you are, what you're doing, because the mind that makes all the decisions belongs to you. It's within you. Your path is different than everyone else's path. Your journey is also different. So if anyone is trying to tell you how you should live, they are making a mistake, or they're telling you a story that's going to benefit them. Anyone, any force, any religion, anything that's giving you the guidance on how to live, they are making a mistake, and they're using that to their advantage. I say that to say this: don't believe it if you can't prove it for yourself. You can dig into it, research it, and find out, are you being led in the path of righteousness, or are you just being led in the path of the greedy, deep pockets? I just thought I'd say that. A lot of people always accuses me of saying things and they try to read between the lines. Don't. Wake up. Realize that you are here and it's an advantage that you have. And yes, Kim, you have won the lottery. It reminds me of the story of the little fish that was asking the big fish how to get to the ocean. And the big fish said, you are in the ocean. The little fish says, no, I'm not. I'm looking for the ocean. The big grand old experience where fun things happen, great things can happen, do all these fantastic things and all the currents and all the flows. And the big fish says, yeah, you are in the ocean. I said all of that just to say, yeah, we have won the lottery because you're here. And don't assume that if you get a lot of money in your hand, it's going to make your life better. You just think that way because you've seen other people and you thought their life was a lot better. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Welcome to the Barrington Show. Thank you very much. I threw those two questions out there. Something for you to think about. Do we need manners? And like I said, I bounce it off a lot of people, and you'd be amazed the things they were saying and how absolutely you need to have it, until they think about it and realize this is not just a message that's going to make us humble. Because if somebody was trying to take advantage of you, how would the manners help you? I'm just saying that. I have my own opinion. I have my own answers. I find that it is necessary. It's important that you have it, and it will open a lot of doors for you. But a lot of doors are being opened for those who don't have any, don't have it within themselves. So the question was, and I did ask specifically, do you need it? You may say you should have it. It may serve great purposes in your life. And it could, like my grandparents used to say, carry you around the world. Manners will carry you around the world. And I would always shoot back when I got the mouth to, or when I was in a running position, to say, oh yeah, can I use it to buy a plane ticket? That could also get me around the world, or a boat, or, you know, whatever. So the question does come about, do you need to have it? And that'd be interesting to hear what other people are saying. Now, we talk about philosophy here all the time. We talk about spirituality. I want you to be the best you. If you're living in a group of people, yes, you have to be tolerant. If you're living in society, you sort of have to follow the rules. You must follow the rules for it to work collectively as a group. So manners would be amazing. So would be tolerance and all these other things. But the question is, do you need it? Do you need it? Be interesting to hear what people are saying. Welcome to the show, everybody. Longtime listeners, new listeners, people from all around the world, wherever you are today, you're listening to Barrington. There's a book out there called Awaken and Ascension Guide. And I was quite pleased this week, because last week I hadn't had a chance to check up on the account and see how the book is doing and blah, 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 because I've just been busy. But I was amazed. So I thank you all who are buying, who are purchasing, for doing that, because we sold quite a bit. And I was kind of shocked, because I didn't follow it. Obviously, the proceeds from this book is not to pay for my living. That was the original thought. Still isn't going to. I am a charitable person, and I will take advantage of that a lot. But I went through the accounts and I realized the book is doing fantastic. So thank you all for participating, and for people who are buying. And I did get a call for somebody who told me they found one of the books in one of the older bookstores. Somebody had bought it and I guess donated or gave it to someone else, or however it ended up there. And they made a note to tell me that. And I thought it was pretty good hearing it. Thank you again for checking it out. It's Awaken Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. That's what the book is all about. It's available to you on Amazon. So if you're interested at all, you could check it out there. We do other things. Of course, we have our website, and the email address has been given out a few times. Awaken1308@gmail.com would be the email that you could use to send us a question, answers, anything you want to add. I do go through them, and when I have some time, I will respond. I do try my best to respond to all of them. Sometimes it takes a while, because I do get a lot, and I do answer your questions. So if you do have any questions or anything, any concerns, and you want to just shoot us an email, awaken1308@gmail.com. I think that's how it's going to get to me. Our website is He Am I Barrington Awaken. He Am I, H-E-A-M-I, Barrington Awaken is where you'll get that information if you want to take a look or listen to any of the shows that we've done in the past. We've got a few videos up there for if you're interested. We do have everything that we've done, all the shows from day one till last week, I guess. This week will be posted soon, and you could re-listen to them, check them out. Some of them are awesome. I think all of them are awesome. Some of them may be just great for you as a reminder, as a little pick-me-up, or how to live, how to have the best day, not to allow anybody's negativity to, dull your day. You too. Life is bad enough. Don't take on anybody else's luggage. Be willing to say to them, thank you for your gift of anger, but I choose to refuse it. You keep it. Oh yeah, that would send them flying. And you don't allow their words to alter your day, because your time is you. You must do you. And this is what's important. Again, thank you everybody for coming to the show from all around. Welcome home. All right, so that's where we are today. Again, we talk about spirituality. We want you to wake up. We want you to understand and live the best life possible. You have to, you must forgive those who's caused you grief in the past. I know it's not what you want to do, and I know you might carry this flame inside of you for you to get revenge on what someone may have done to you. I know that, believe me. However, you are carrying a load and that person isn't, because they've probably has let it go. If you're carrying this within you and you feel, you must know there is no reward in revenge. And you carry this. There's a passage in one of the books that I've read over the years that says you must be willing to turn the other cheek. That's a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow. But if you haven't and you're taking a good look at it and you realize that you're carrying a package, a load, a boulder in your pocket or your shoe, it's on you. And if you did take that poison, you can't assume the next person is going to die as a result of what you're feeling. No, it's not going to happen. It's every man for themselves. Not gender, was not saying that. I'm saying everybody, every human being for themselves. That's what I was trying to say. I'm used to saying on the show, man in relation to mankind. And I get a lot of pushback asking about the others. And I would always say, we're human beings. We're under the sun. We're all the same from the same place by the same method. And when I say man, I'm referring to mankind. Human, people, us, all of us. Thank you for being there. If you're carrying guilt or animosity, it's up to you to let it go. And you must, because freedom is a must, and you must allow yourself to at least get on the path of to becoming free. It's not going to happen likely if you're too busy embracing the negativity from another, from back there somewhere. Use that energy or use that attention to make sure that you don't allow it to happen again. If you don't allow it to happen again, it will never happen. Okay, so sorry about that. For the first time in the longest time, I brought the phone with me into my room here, and of course it rings. Wow. Okay, so I apologize for that. We're talking about carrying an ex or carrying load or carrying animosity or carrying resentment for others. And we want to, because sometimes it just feels right. But take a look at the longevity of it, and is it going to serve you? Is it going to serve you? It is one of the hardest things for you to do, is to let go. But it's a must. You have to let it go. And you don't want to. And I've had many calls, I've had many people question the idea of how do you let it go? Well, you are holding on to it. And if you stop holding on to it, it is now let go. Don't allow yourself to run down that rabbit hole of the memories that may have come, or the bad things that may have come from that. How do you let go? You just don't run down the path of remembering how maybe painful it was, or fun that it was, or whatever it is. The now is what's important. And if it's reflective of what happened some time ago, you're spending unnecessary time trying to rekindle or to forget or to seek revenge or whatever it is that you're planning to do. We have to let it go, because that is what's really important. You're taking the journey through life, and doing that, you're carrying luggage with you. So it will slow you down. The resistance of it will get the better of you. Let go and enjoy today, whatever you're supposed to be. If you're 20 years old, 40 years old, 60 years old, enjoy that moment and feel what it's like to be at that point of your life. If you were to let go the luggage that you may be, the struggles that you may be, the fond memory or the bad memories that you may have, you will give yourself an opportunity to experience life in its fullest. You're cleaning house, you're sweeping out, you're getting rid of. You're not going to embrace what's coming towards you if you're too busy holding on to what's behind you. And I've said that quite a few times. So now, on your journey through life, part of what you need or must do is figure out what it is that's slowing you down and let it go. It might be, you know, the person in the stall next to your work where you need your job, where you need to function and do all these things. So it's not that easy of picking up and quitting. But a great statement was brought to my attention a while ago that if you have your spouse and, you know, all that's going to go on in life is you're going to build up mostly a lot of resentment over the years because you've spent 20, 30, 40 years together. And you will always obviously remember most of the resentment, and a lot of us has forgotten the glory or the goodness of it all. You see, if you were able to create that thing in your brain that finds your partner amazing and go there all the time, your partner will always be amazing to you, like when you first met. And this is not just for your partner, this is for your job, this is for everything you do in life. We create what happens to us based on what we're thinking about. Where we are today was a thought that we had yesterday. You've heard me say that. So if you want to create that fantastic person in your life, you create something that's fantastic about that person. Hold it. Hold on to it. Hold on to that. So if you got home and the food wasn't, you know, the best tasting you've ever had, never mind. You go back to your safe spot, your zone of having that fantastic edge for your partner, for your job, for your neighbor, for your children. And you hold on to that because if you see it as fantastic and you see it as amazing, you won't have any time to see it as anything else. I'm just saying it is okay to label it because the thoughts that you have now or the thoughts that where you're living now were the thoughts that you had at one point. I'm kind of all over the place today. I'm telling you how to get into being the best person possible, and what we're trying to say for that to happen is simply don't carry around the animosity of yesterday. The most expensive currency you have is your time. And if you're spending it on something that's not going to serve you, serve others, be negative, do whatever it may take, you're wasting that time. Could never get it back. It's gone forever. So if you're carrying the guilt within your heart, no matter how far down, how deep, how well packed in it is, because it has probably altered your life thus far. However, if you can figure out how to clean it up, move on, let it go, you'll have a great time in just enjoying being there. Let it go. And they're not winning one on you by you choosing to let it go, whatever it may be. You are winning. You are the one who's going to benefit. So originally, when I heard the thought of turning the other cheek, I said, are you crazy? Are you mad? I'm ready. You know, you're dukes up. You're good to go until you think about it long and hard and realize that I have just given some time, some days, some months, some years, maybe decades, probably, into carrying something that is not worth it. You're fully aware that 90% of the things that we worry about, even more than that, I'd say 99% of the things that we worry about will never happen. So it's a waste of time. You ever look in your closet, in the back of the closet, and you see you've got some clothes hanging there for maybe 10, 15 years? You think one day you're going to jump into them and do it? No, not really. It's past. And the reason those are special things are special to you is it reminds you of a moment in time. I remember that. But it's past. It's time. Clean up. Let go. Move on. Embrace today. You don't jar yesterday's sun so you can embrace it and carry it on today. There's going to be a new day. There's going to be a new sunshine. There's going to be a new feeling. There's going to be a new life. So the idea of thinking the one behind you is coming back to you, it's not possible. You've stepped on that conveyor belt and it only goes in one direction. And when you get to the end, everything will start over again if you assume the end is death. Wake up. Do we have anything in the way of emails?
We do have emails. Thank you for tuning in, folks, today. I can see lots of you are. You are listening to Barrington Awaken. If you'd like to write to Barrington right now, you can write to us. Our email is instudio101@gmail.com. instudio101@gmail.com. Any other time during the week, use our email address, awaken1308@gmail.com. That's awaken1308@gmail.com. And let's start off here. Maurice wrote in, and Maurice wants to know, do we say when we want to die? If we are in control of our life here on Earth, is something subconsciously telling us when we are going to die, or do we choose that date and not really realize it? That's from Maurice. Simon writes in, manners, what a great topic. When will they start? Right on, Simon. Thank you very much. Lance says, what actually are manners? Something that we do that's good, saying thank you, saying you're welcome. What are manners in the true sense of the world? I'm not sure if just saying please and thank you are considered manners. That's from Lance. Bert writes in, he says, wow, Barrington, congratulations on your book. I've heard you talk about it many, many times. I'm glad that it's doing well for you. Congratulations. That's from Bert. And let's see here. Carol writes in, we talk about wasting time here on Earth, and we learn that we should not do it. Don't do it. But here's what I think. Are we really wasting time on Earth if we pass on? Because when we come back, we'll have more time. So if we continually have more time, how can we be wasting any time on Earth? And that's from Carol. And back to you, Barrington.
Thank you. Carol, that's a very good question. Wasting time. So let me clarify that. Wasting this time. You know, you've got a purpose. You've got something to do. There's a reason why you showed up. So when we say wasting time, first of all, time, it doesn't even exist. We created that. Everything is a now. Hard to explain because we have a clock on our wall who's telling us it's no longer three. It's something different. But time is something that we just created. We human beings have just created, and the clock, the whole nine yards, because they have to know what time we come to work and what time we go home. That whole thing has been constructed for us. A lot of things has been constructed for us, but don't get me going on that. However, the time that we talk about wasting is the current time from your birth until the time that you've, let's say, put the body to rest, however you want to style that. That period, let's assume hypothetically that was 80 years. And within that window, you had a plan, you had something to do before you showed up. And of course, because of the society that we're part of and how life is right now and how we were being raised, we often forget why we're here. I know it's a cruel trick by us, but we get through the whole birthing process and we come here and we become human beings. And this is going to answer the other question, but I'll wait till I get there in a minute. And the time that you've got now to fulfill the purpose. Now let's assume you're coming to play the greatest tennis player that ever lived. Well, if you don't realize that was your thing to do until you're in your 60s, chances are you won't be able to fulfill that dream. Because, you know, I don't know, you could swing that backswing as much as you can, as best as you can with other issues, as you would have in your early 20s or maybe late teens. My point being is that you have a time, you have something scheduled, you've got something set, you had a mission, you have a destination, you have all these things. Yet all of us has those things because it's our birthright. We don't jump on it to do what we're supposed to do, and we waste our time, and the time that we're wasting, or the wheel's spinning, right? And it's continually spinning. We don't know what your purpose is, and it could be wait to be a great, great grandmother. You know, that could be the purpose. You wanted to experience that. Well, you know, you gotta wait at least 60 years. I don't know how long it would take to be that, but it'll take a long time for you to get there. So it's not going to happen in your 20s. You go and play tennis. Apparently there's a free spot available. But the point being is that you will have to fulfill the task that you've come to fulfill. And if you didn't, you will come back and do it again and do it again and do it again until you get it right. Your journey, your walk back will always be until you fulfill the task. Now, here's what's interesting, and I don't understand. Suppose, hypothetically, you'd come to play tennis and you didn't get to do it. Your next tour of duty, do you still want to do that? And you say, nah, I want to try basketball. That I don't understand. But I do believe from day one, from the birth until the death, you had a plan. And if you're not doing it, you're wasting time, and you know, you're not getting to that point. And that's the time that they're referring to. Hey, Bert, thank you a lot for congratulating me on the book. And yes, I was pleasantly surprised because it's something I have not looked at for a very long time. I'm just busy doing other things. And the agreement and the way the book was published, it goes through Amazon. And of course, when the books are being sold, they do what they do, take what they take and send me what I'm supposed to get. And we'd set up an account for all of that to happen so I don't have to monitor it every day. And then when I did go there and check it about 3 years later, I guess, I saw that the book was doing very well. Because I don't get a report from them as to how many or to when or whatever, because if I do, I don't pay attention to it. Either way, thank you very much for that. And I'm glad. And I am going to go back there and I'm going to reduce the cost of the book because I do want people to actually get a chance to experience it, at least open the doors and see what spirituality is all about. So part of my plan in the near future is to go back on that book thing and reduce the price. So for those who maybe couldn't afford it, it'll be easier for them to get there now. Lance, what are manners? Well, you know, you want to be tolerant of everybody. You want to have the experience of respecting the person that you're dealing with. And if you are kind enough to say, thank you, please come on in and shake a hand and be tolerant of that one person, you'd say we have manners. But if you're not doing any of that, there's a name for it that starts with an A and ends with, you know. But anyway, the point is just to have manners, to be tolerant of one another, and to be kind to everybody, including yourself. And by the way, in order for you to offer or suggest this to somebody, you yourself has to have it. You cannot teach it if you don't know what it is. It's impossible to give me something, offer me something that you don't have. You must get it first. And the manners in the traditional sense is just to be kind, courteous, and be good to other people. Be respectful of other people. And this is it. That's your manners. Question was asking, do you need it? A lot of people, and I'm not quite sure why somebody was asking me why. What are the manners? Because I think you, that's interesting. Because you must have it. And if you don't have it, is everybody calling you an a-hole? Or you're just trying to test my knowledge on what manners is? I'm not quite sure. But if you don't have it, maybe there's no chance. Maybe you just don't need it because it's not relevant to your life if you don't know what it is. And how are you going to show it if you don't know it? right? If you don't, how are you going to put it out there if you don't have it? Anyway, that was just a thought that just crossed my mind. It's one of those moments. Maurice, you wanted to know, do we choose the day? Do we choose to end our lives? We are in control 100% of who we are, 100%. Before we put our foot on this land, on this planet, this earth, we are 100% in control of all of it. We did choose the path in which we took, were taken. We did choose it long before it happened. We did choose to come when we showed up. That was our choice. We did make that conscious decision to show up on April 3rd, 19 something. We did make that decision. I don't know if we read a calendar, but you went through that process of becoming a human being and you would show up on that particular day and somebody else would write it down to say, this is when you made the grand entrance. I don't understand all of that, but you did choose to come. You also choose to leave. I've had many experiences in my life where people have said, okay, you know what? Enough. Enough is enough. And they leave. I had a great grandmother, but the story I'm trying to tell you is about a grandmother who knew she had enough and she was 94 and didn't want to do this anymore. And she made a conscious decision to call everybody to say goodbye. She didn't say goodbye in the traditional senses. I'm going to check out next Thursday. But she reminded us a lot about what life was and how to be good about to other people, be kind to others, have manners. And it will take, I don't know, she didn't say that then. But anyway, she just basically summarized it all up and said, be kind to each other, be good to each other. Don't let little things ruin a great friendship among anyone and live a life. She's 94 and wise in her own way. And after this, I said, okay, I made a videotape of the whole thing. I don't know how I knew this would be necessary, but I made a videotape of the whole thing. We sat there with my family and we had dinner and we talked and the whole nine yards. And I asked her a lot of questions about her early life. She was 94. And we talked a lot. And after that was all said and done, a couple of months later, she was gone. And when we compared notes with other family members, they had gone through the same things with her. Be kind to each other. Do this for the children. Do that. Do this. Don't do that. Don't get. And a whole bunch of things. And we compared notes among the family who didn't know this was going on because it was usually one family at a time kind of thing. And we realized at that moment she knew she was going. And she said goodbye in her own way. If she was able to tell us that she was going and knowing when she was going to go, my mother will tell you right now, she had said, I won't be here for another winter. And we're like, why would you say crazy things like that? I had a nephew who died in his early 20s who told us since he was a teenager that he was not going to be here in his 30s. He's going to be out in the 20s. And we would say, stop it. You're being crazy. What kind of talk is that? Now, did he order it or did he know that was his plan? And he knew. And when we heard, we all compared notes and go, oh my God, he's been saying it for years. We didn't listen because it was kind of sounding a bit crazy. The point is they know, we know, we all know. We choose to leave. And when we're going to leave, like I said, if you had planned to come here to be a great grandmother, to get that experience, well, you have to wait quite a few years for that to happen. But if you've come here to be that great grandchild, just to give your mother, great grandmother, that dream, you might not be here very long because you just wanted to do that for her. So it's a balance, and you see how everything works with each other. Everyone says to me, a lot of people say to me, why do these children live for such short periods of time? And some live, and the wicked seems to live forever, and the good will die young. And of course, we've heard that growing up, the good dies young. There's songs about it, the wicked lives forever, what's going on with the little children. We do not understand what where that person's purpose is. We don't know. We don't know. I have a good friend, and she has some children that has challenges. And I realized in her late 50s as to why those two ended up with her. And if you look around, I look at my life. I live three boys. We live together, the four of us. And I could truly look back into my life and realize that I knew that was going to happen. And other people have told the stories, many stories as to how they're now living a portion of life, knowing this is how it was supposed to be. So we're in, I say all of that to say that we're in this deal with ourselves that we control everything about us, believe it or not. And a lot of you probably are saying right now, why in this holy name would I choose this? Well, unfortunately, you won't be able, may not be able to answer that question until you get back home, home being on the spiritual side. You know, are we all supposed to be happy and live and be happy and dancing and partying all the time? I don't know. I don't know. You know, I love this story. I learned from members in my own family who has taught me what not to do. So the person that you're looking at out there is doing something completely out off the wall, 1,000 miles away from what you would consider ever doing, is teaching you something. So we need to pay attention to it. We're in control of everything about our lives, believe it or not. If you accept where you stand in or sitting right now, that becomes you. If you challenge, I'm not going to live this way. I'm not going to live this way. I'm going to make changes. Then it starts to occur. If you think you're sick, you know you are. If you think you're going to get sick, you're ordering that sickness or the divorce or the being fired or whatever, losing your job, you're ordering it in. But if you know full well this is not going to happen to you, it's not going to happen to you. This is it. So we create every single thing in our lives. We also create the departure time in our lives. And I hope I answered all the questions the way I was supposed to answer it. I just love to talk to people about spirituality, how to be happy, how to live your life, how to meditate, how to get the best out of it. Whatever position that you're in and you're stuck, sit still and think about it for a long time. You will get the answer. You'll get the solution. Try to figure out how you got stuck and undo that thought. How you got trapped into this situation and undo that thought. How did I end up here? Figure that out. You could do it. Don't let anyone tell you how your life should be. That person who's trying to tell you is just tapping the ego, tapping their own ego, because they don't know your purpose. They don't know what you're trying to teach to others. They don't know how long you're going to be here, though you may have forgotten your time, because we all do. We get caught up. We're following the trend. I was reading something the other day about in the 20s when we would all show up to work in our party clothes. And, you know, because the party was so good, we partied until it was time to go to work. We went to work. At least the group I grew up in, that's what we did. We went to work in our party clothes. Does it happen now? Heck no. I could barely stay up after 9 o'clock because the life has changed for me. The point being, life that we see every day is changing. And a lot of the changes are relevant to the thoughts that you hold. Do yourself a favor, write them all down. It's not possible because you'll get writer's cramp or something like that. But what you can do is take more notice of the ones that are the most consistent. You know, nobody cares what's for dinner tonight. Honestly, they don't. It's just, you know, but they care where they may live next year or what job they'll have and can they afford rent at the end of the month or mortgage. But if you were to take a good look at the things that haunt you the most, you'll be able to rectify it and fix it, and it will disappear. If the things that you're afraid of and you're running away from them, they're faster than you, and you cannot outrun them. Know that. It's easier to turn around and confront it and say, well, why am I afraid of being eaten by a lion? It's never going to happen. It's not. We're not in the same region, and I don't see any of them running around in where I live, especially during the winter months. My point being, the things that we fear the most won't happen, but we still carry that baggage. Turn around and confront that. And the fears, the things that you're afraid of, they're faster runner than you and have better statutiveness, longevity. They're better track stars than you. They will not just, you won't be able to outrun them. And I say this because many times in your own life, you're like, oh, I need to run away. I need to get away. I need to do this. Well, if you jump on an airplane and you fly halfway around, halfway around the world anyway, the issues are still there. Just give it a minute. They'll show up. So it's easier to confront them. Find out what it is that's bothering you and fix it. I make a joke, and it's an inside family joke. I would talk to my mom sometimes and I say, oh, I just need to run away. She goes, yeah, let me know when you're leaving. I'm coming. Meaning we all have our things that we fear, and running from them doesn't help you. So I'm talking to you today about giving up, letting go, and also find out what it is that's bothering you. Confront it. Just confront it. Is it the person that took advantage of you? Confront him or her. Is it the person that the boss that wasn't paying you? I don't know. Whatever it is, find out what it is and confront that person. You will get that sigh of relief. That demon or that monkey will come off your back. But to bury it or to swallow it, it's like swallowing a razor blade. You gotta know it's gonna do some damage in you somewhere, man. The idea is try to get it out of you. And by doing that, you wanna go aggressively towards the person that could get that out of you, because the longer it stays within you, is the more damage it's going to cause you. Yeah, it's like swallowing a razor blade. And this happens today. Just today we're talking about being taken advantage of when you're younger, as a child, or any age actually, but a lot of it has happened, unfortunately, as a child. And the thing is, you know, if you don't deal with it right away, you have to know within your third or fourth decade of life, it's coming back with an avenging, that razor blade is finally hitting that spot that's really going to hurt you. And you start behaving in a bad way because you have this uncomfortableness going on through you. Very unpredictable. Some of us will say, I'm going to go get a drink. I need to get out of here. I'm going to do some drugs. I need to escape. I need to do this. I need to run away. And sometimes you just have to find out what it is and deal with it, confront it up front right away, as best as you can. If the abuser is no longer available, then it's gone. The demon has left with them, because you have to know it had nothing to do with you. If the oppressor or the abuser is still there with it, yeah, take it to them. Just thought I'd throw that out there at you. Do we have anything else
Yes, we do. Just have a couple emails here left on the show. Roxy wants to know, so time is made up, we make up our time, we make up our lives. Can you tell us a little bit more about what you mean by time is not real and it's made up? That's from Roxy. Stan says, that's a great story about your grandma passing on and knowing. Very interesting. That's from Stan. Catherine wants to know what we do when people we associate with at work don't have manners. Should we walk away or should we give them a piece of our mind? That's from Catherine. Okay. And Petros writes in and says, so we order our own sicknesses? In other words, if we are sick, we ordered it in our mind. Who would want to order cancer? That's from Petros. And back to you.
Petros, if nobody wants to order cancer, but if you're thinking you're afraid of cancer and it's going to come, it's going. You're thinking you got cancer in your brain, cancer, and then it shows up. If you don't think it's going to come, you don't think about it, it's never going to happen. It's avoidance. Yeah, we have, our body has the ability to repair itself from every illness, believe it or not, and a lot of things that comes to our everyday life is just based on what we've thought about. If you think you're sick, you're bringing it on. You know, you get a bad stomach and you start thinking, oh my goodness, that could be something bad like cancer, or it could be just that you had some bad food. Let it go. Literally, let it go. The point being is that our thoughts is sort of how we're governed, and what we're thinking about becomes us, much like the food that we eat has become us. So think positive all the time. You're healthy, you're happy, you're doing all these things all the time, and that's the result that's going to be you. We order a lot of the bad things that happens to us. Catherine and the people with the bad manners, I tend to agree with you, and you do want to tell them give a piece of your mind, I think was the word you used. Yeah, but sometimes it's easy to just block them out. They don't matter to you. And if you don't have to depend on them for anything, and you put on that fake smile, if it becomes unbearable, by all means, you have to leave. And if you're not the boss, then chances are you're going to lose. So it seems as if you're going to lose. But how is this bad manners affecting you? The people that are at work that don't have bad manners, that has what you call bad manners, I take a look at the culture that they're coming from. Is this bad manners? We've come from a place where we were dependent on people for a lot of things. So good manners was important to us, to be humble all the time. The people that's in your social circle, if you don't need them for anything, you don't have to put up with them. You don't have to be their friend. You don't have to be BFF. You don't have to be buddies and carpool and chumming around. If I had a really, really, really bad smell about me, there's a good chance that you don't want to hang out with me. Okay? And it could be a good smell, it could be cologne that you're allergic to. So it could be other way, but you did choose not to be around me because my personal space is not good for yours, for your personal space. So you made a conscious decision to avoid it. And that's what I do a lot with the people that I don't consider having good manners. I just avoid them. Stan, thank you very much about the granny story. Yeah, granny was amazing that way. We called her granny, by the way. I was born calling this lady granny. She was okay with it. Like you see on TV, her name was granny. And where we're from, everybody calls her granny because that's who she was. Very wise within her own way. And yes, she did know she was leaving. She had packed up and did her final goodbye and eventually literally packed up. And I don't know if she knew to the minute, but she was telling a lot of people that she's going home, and she went home. So thank you for that, Stan. Time is now. There is no other time than now. It's consistent. It's there now. We've made up time, made schedule. We've got daylight savings time. We've got East Coast time. We've got this other time. I was meditating a very, very long time ago, quite a few years ago, and I met a man who I asked in my meditation, and he was on the other side. His name is Smiley. Occasionally, I run into him, and we meditate, and we connect from this side to that side. Older, he looks older. Pardon me, I did ask him how old he was, and he says he has no way of knowing, simply because they don't have time. And only now that matters. And the only time that exists is now. And there's no tomorrow. Tomorrow will never come. It's only now. But we label it and you say, oh, tomorrow morning is going to be the next day and we're going to do this and do that. But time is now. This is why it's so important for you to live your life and enjoy now. Because now all is all that really matters. Yesterday, what's behind you will have, though it has taught you how to think, how to dance, how to do all these things, it is still past. Bring yourself into acceptance today. Right now is all that exists, because not one of you out there could give me a certainty that you'll be here if tomorrow shows up. If tomorrow shows up. There's a great logo on the sign of where I buy my coffee in the mornings and the door, and it says you can have a free meal tomorrow. And we laugh because we get it now. And he says, oh, tomorrow you can have a free meal. And when we show up and say, well, where's our free meal? He goes, that's tomorrow. I keep telling you guys, it's tomorrow. And of course, we've been there for 30 some odd years buying our coffees. And morning, and he has this thing on his wall, says, yeah, you're going to have a free meal tomorrow, because tomorrow will never come. And every time we call him on it, we said, you mean Thursday? No, tomorrow. And of course, we get it, and it's great advertisement. And every time we go there, he says the same thing. You can have a free meal tomorrow. Now is all that we've got. Enjoy now. Do not let it slip past you. Do not let whatever is to come slow you down, stop you. Do not idle. You got to constantly be climbing, doing great, advance. Think about what you want to do, plan your next move. And live life as you should, because it's the best thing for all of us. And once you understand that there is no more, there won't be a tomorrow. It's only now. It's only now. If you take a good look at how all the animals other than us live, except for the ones who need to store for the winter. I mean, the bears, we did open that door. We didn't swing into it, but they realize there's going to be no food. So they go to sleep, you know, and the guys will go in the park and collect nuts and dig deeper into the ground so they know, whatever, they're prepared for what they know is coming. But they only get the food. Most animals will only get the food for today, or the water for today. For now, this is all we need now. And when the next moment arises, we'll figure it out. When we're hungry, we'll get food, and we don't need to have the freezer or the storage bin or any of those things. That's just things that we've taught ourselves. But you have to realize many, 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 many years ago, we just lived in the now, because that's what's relevant. Thanks. We didn't even touch half of what we were talking about. I was saying about women who didn't want to, would rather meet a bear in the woods than they would a man if they were alone. And because they've said to me that with the bear, they know exactly what they're going to get. So their fear is more of a man than an animal that, you know, have you for lunch kind of thing. Anyway, that's interesting thought. This is our show. Thank you very much. I want to thank you for being a part of us. Spiritually, I hope you have grown. Spiritually, I hope you continue to grow. Waking up and experiencing that there's more, realizing that there's a lot more to you than you know. Do not just settle for what you see in the mirror. And don't tell yourself stories that's going to stop you from climbing. Tell yourself stories that's going to make you want to go further, climb higher, do better, achieve more, whatever that means to you. There is no greater time than now. We've all lied to ourselves that when we get into our retirement age, we're going to enjoy life. Well, that's a story. Because when we get into our retirement age, most of us are sick because we're burnt out, we're tired. We can't do the things that we'd lie to ourselves that we're going to do. So enjoy now. Live and have your experiences now. Don't think that tomorrow is going to be better for you. Or even worse, think that after you die, you'll enjoy living. Well, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard. You'll enjoy better. You'll go through the streets of paved with gold, and you'll drink milk. Can't remember all the phrases, but you'll have milk and honey. That's the one. And you will be holding hands and singing Kumbaya. Yeah, that is, you don't even have hands. How are you going to do that? Hey, do you have lips? Can you actually sing a Kumbaya? Wait, how are you going to drink? And you know, you listen, wake up. Because if somebody's telling you that after this life, you'll have a better one, they're probably right. But what's the point of this one if the better one was where you're coming from? Enjoy your life. Live it now. Wake up. That's what we say. Wake up. I also want to thank you for being a part of the show. I hope spirituality is sort of making sense to you, and you could step towards it, realizing how big and how important you are, and that you don't necessarily, my opinion, need manners or any other person's permission to live your life. You do not need another person's permission to live your life. Your life is yours. Enjoy it now, because there is no time. Enjoy all that you're trying to do. Wake up. Learn to meditate. Learn to meditate. I can't get on that enough. Learn to meditate. It will open the doors for you. Just give it that 2-3 minutes to begin. And before you know it, within a year, you're doing 2-3 hours because you're so intrigued by it. Thank you for being a part of us. Until we meet again, I say to everybody, namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101.